Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Good. I just had a long day. I'm finishing up here now. Sorry, figured.
Mondays are always tough, huh?
Charlie. So we're looking to get started. The thing is, I wasn't sure if you were gonna be okay with the phone verifications. I know you said you had checked with the team. I have the name, address, and the phone number ready for you to open that up, but I just wasn't sure if they were going to be able to do that phone verification because we really can't get the postcard in the mail. We just can't do that method at all.
Yeah, no, that's fine. My higher-ups, I asked them, and they said that's no problem.
They'd be able to do it.
All right, cool, man. Then that's perfect for me. I will, and if it didn't go through, you guys would be able to, you know, work something out for us, right?
Yeah, it'll go through because we talk with Google Direct, so it's like the contractors for Google. Like you can't, like the public can't reach Google, right? So they give premier partners to people like us that have to do good business. Month to month, and so we're able to get it fixed for you guys. So there's no issue there. Yeah, you guys are licensed, right, and insured.
What's that?
You guys are licensed and insured.
Yes, that's definitely true. That's
cool. Okay, yeah, because I know like Google has been like kind of cracking down on people that aren't. So it's just
the other thing was I wasn't sure. I know you had mentioned earlier. I wasn't sure if I needed to create, like, because I wanted to have them get approved. And, like, I was going to create a whole new website for each one, which would cost me, like, $300, $400 for each website.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said I didn't have to do that. I thought it would be necessary for the phone verification purposes because then Google will be like, oh, you're using the same website on different GMBs. What's going on? Send us a postcard, right? So that's what I wanted to ask you or your team, just to confirm that, or like, we can get it started, but if for some reason we have to, like, it doesn't work. That's what I just wanted to work because I know there's so many things that can go wrong because I've tried it in the past.
Yeah. No, that's a very good question, man. So you can use one website. We have, like I said before, like when we started talking in the beginning, we got 32 GVPs done for a company. And they had different locations. You don't make different websites. It's the same website. You just put the different service areas that you guys do. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it. Okay. So they're not going to be like, oh, like.
And maybe a different, URL path, like slash Sacramento slash, San Francisco kind of thing, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, Google's a big business in itself, so they know that, like, there's other big businesses out there that just don't have one location. Like, Google doesn't use, you know, multiple websites, right? They just have Google, right? So they know.
You just have to pretty much saying is, this is what I want, right? At the end of the day, what we want is, I don't want to have, because I was ready to, like, I was about to go start spending money on websites and stuff, and, like, wait a second. Like the whole
you don't need to.
I don't have to do that. Okay.
No.
So I'd rather spend the money with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys guarantee that they'll open up though, right? If they don't open, then what happens? Then we'll try a different one. Like you'll make sure that.
Yeah. We make sure that you guys get your GVPs up. Yeah.
Okay. That's guaranteed. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool. If you can send me whatever, like, do I have to sign anything? And I have my, do I have my card? Let me just think. Okay, yeah, I do. I have a screenshot. All right, perfect. Yeah, so if you want to send me over, I'm actually just coming back to the office.
Yeah.
So can you call me back in 5 minutes and we'll get this taken care of?
Yeah, I'll call you back in 5. I'll give you 10 minutes. How about that? Just so you can park and sit down.
No, I'm good. I'm actually just pulling up, so I'm ready in 5. I just needed are you going to send me something in writing or like
a
contract?
Yeah. There's no contract though, but what will happen is everything will be sent to you in an invoice, so it'll be emailed to you directly, right after payment goes through. Another thing that we'll have to do is just sign terms and terms and conditions. So that'll be sent to you, and I'll have you sign it here, so that way, like, you know, there's no hiccups, because you'll go to a login page after, so I just want to, you know, walk you through everything. And then other than that, that'll be it. But yes, you will have everything in writing that goes straight directly to your email, and then you get a TNC, basically. Like I did say, it is month to month, so there's no contract. So if you guys want to cancel at any time, you guys
are
absolutely.
Okay, and anytime we want to open, like, more, like, let's say I have another company, like, for tile cleaners, remember I told you? Anytime
we want
to open more, it's simple, right? I just call you, and then you can do it for us.
Yeah, it's going to be the same process, yeah. So, I mean, I just got to know your business information, the location, and then we take payment, and then we do an onboarding call for that business, and then we start getting ready, sending stuff out to Google to get it back. We start getting the Facebook populated, and then, yeah. And if they need a website, too, we can build websites for them. So it's just,
I was hoping you could send me something in writing with, in terms of, like, guaranteeing that you guys open the GBV profiles, and if not, then your money back or something.
What was that?
Or, like, you know how I'm paying, right now we're just doing the GBPs. You know that, right?
Yes. Oh,
we're not
doing Facebook. Okay, we're not going to do Facebook. Okay, that's fine.
No, we're just doing the $199 deal that you gave me, and I want to kind of open up one and then make sure it works with you guys. And then if it works, then I want to do, like, 8, like, with you guys. And it could be, like, 4 for solar and 4 for tile cleaners. I'm just, like, a little bit worried. Like, if it doesn't work, then I'm going to have to start over again and stuff. And, like, pretty much,
like,
we have the addresses and stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, 2 questions. One, let me just say, like, the GBPs will work, and let's say you guys just, for some reason, like, you guys just want to cancel. The GBPs still stay up. You don't have to start all over again. Those are yours to keep.
No, I wouldn't even want to cancel.
Right.
I mean, I would cancel, like, after the first month, because we're going to just do stuff for ourselves, or maybe we'll keep it. But the whole idea is, can we even get it opened up? If we can get it opened up, then that's exactly what I want, you know, because you guys are a Google partner, and the whole idea is that for me, it would be worth it to spend $200 for every time we want to open a GBP, whether it be a tile cleaning company that I'm working with, because I have partnerships not just with Josh, but with also other companies that are licensed, insured, everything. And they want us to, you know, they want a good marketing partner. So if you guys could be pretty much our like vendor for opening GBPs, and every time we need to open a new GBP, I just pay you $200 every time.
Yep. That's about it.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, let's start with one.
Okay, so you guys just want to do one GBP today?
Yeah, how long does it take them to open it up, you think? Like a week?
It just depends on what's wrong with the account, how long it takes. So I don't know the exact amount, because every industry is different, every place is different, so it just has to depend on how well the phone interview goes and everything like that. It can range, okay? So it could be done in I know, like, with the send out, it comes back to you in around like 5 to 7 days. So then that process, that pin verification is with them, and then that happens. But it's going to be a phone interview, so it should be within 5 to 7 days. We should get that phone interview, and then that process starts there with Google as well, getting everything verified.
Okay.
All right. So for your address, what's the address that you guys have?
Um,
Yes. I think it's, oh, wait, one second. I just got to the office.
Yeah. I mean, what's your guys' timeline on these GVPs? Do you guys just want to open up one every other week, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so every other week you just want to open up a GVP. Okay, that sounds good.
Send it over to you. Yeah, I don't know, I'm having trouble with my internet.
I was having the same trouble on Friday. I was having trouble with my internet.
Is that why you never called me?
Yeah. Well, you said you were going to call me back, and then I was like, okay,
had my card and everything. I thought you were going to. It's fine.
Yeah.
Though,
yeah. So you had said like we'll either get it done on Friday or we'll get it done Monday. And then Friday after we got off our call, I got swamped. Like I just had calls coming in left and right, and I had to get on a meeting. And I was like, oh man. I was like, all right. Patrick and I will connect on Monday, and we'll just get it done then.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But yeah, I was like, it was super laggy. I was like, oh man, what's going on here? That 5G?
What's that?
I said, is that 5G?
Yeah, man, I had the T-Mobile and then it wasn't working this morning. So I just came to the office and I think it's my laptop. All right, let me see if I can. Where do I send the address to, or should I just give it to you right now?
Hey, you could just give it to me over the phone.
Yeah, okay. It's 11501.
11501.
Dublin Boulevard, Suite 200.
Dublin?
Dublin.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Dublin Boulevard. Is that
right? Yeah, Suite 202. Dublin, California, 94568.
just want to make sure I have it here. Okay, so I have 11501 Dublin Boulevard, Suite 202, city is Dublin, California. Zip code is 94568. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then what do you want for the business phone number? So the business phone number I have right now is 201-355-6318. That's okay?
No.
Okay.
For business, this is for the profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for the business profile phone number, it's going to be 530-444-4994.
Okay. All right. And then I have admin at what's a good email again? Was it the admin at
This
is just for personal information. This is going to get sent, like the invoice is going to get sent over to you through personal information.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you can send it to admin at zengenservices.com.
Okay, I have that.
Services
with an S. Yes, I got that. Okay, cool. Okay, and then all I need to know is I have a couple questions, but one is, are you guys gonna pay with credit card?
Yeah, credit card and. Okay. The website, do you need the website name and stuff, or what?
Let's see, is it on here? No, it's not. Is it solarcontractor.com?
No, it's going to be, I'm actually working on it now to make it.
Okay, sure. What is it?
Okay, let's just try this one, because this one already has. This is the existing website.
Okay.
So can we change it after or probably not?
Yeah, I mean, so like if you're going to make a new one, honestly, what I would do is I would just leave out one and then they're going to get all the information. And when you're done with that website, you could just let my team know and then they can just link it there.
Okay.
Because it's going to take a little bit to get the GBP going, so by the time that's done in a week or two, you know, maybe you have the website done and then say, hey, GBP's done, here you guys go. It'd be like, great, can you link this website for us to put on our GBP, and then we can do that for you.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes 2 weeks just to open it?
It could take 2 weeks. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It just depends. Like, cause we have different industries where it's taken longer. It just depends on Google and the verification that they want to see. That's why I asked you guys if you guys are licensed and insured, because that plays a big role in it. They are cracking down on that. So people that aren't insured and licensed, they tend to either not get verified or they have a really hard time with Google to get verified. They have to show like other documents and stuff. So.
The phone number that we have that I just gave you, does it have to be the same phone number on our website? Does Google care about that?
No. I don't think so. That's not a problem.
Because that's what I meant by, like, if we have different profiles, right? And we want to use different addresses, different phone numbers, but our main line is on the website.
Yeah, that's fine, because it's just an area. So this is going to go on like the Google Business profile itself where it says call, right? That's going to be the phone number. So it's going to be connected to that area where, like you said, you go to the website. Now you can get the main line, and that's going to be where everybody can just call in from wherever at that point, right? You're getting your headquarters at that point, right?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
The other thing is, okay, so I'm just going to give you the website then.
Okay,
for,
yeah.
The one we have existing.
Okay, www.
Oh, you want it now? Okay.
Did you? Oh, I thought that's what you were gonna do. Is you were gonna give it to me?
I thought you meant like with the team when they.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. That's totally fine. We can just give it with the team. If not, I can take it right now and I can give it to the team. Once this gets submitted, the team will be able to look at it.
Okay. All right.
So it just depends on what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just not sure which website to give you yet, because I have to ask your team, like, what if they're gonna be able to approve the old one, or should I create this new one? I just can't tell, because like, I think that there is a policy that Google has something with, like, because the old one already has a profile up with that same website. You don't think that's gonna cause an issue?
So let's do this. I don't think it's going to cause an issue, but let's do this because you are building a new website. I'm not going to put anything right here for the business website, but I'm going to make a note to them and I'm going to say, hey, team, Patrick is building his website. It'll be done in a couple weeks. And we need to get with him to make sure that, the website is okay to link on Google. And then they'll say, okay. Then you can ask them when we have the meeting. You can ask them about those questions and they'll be able to answer anything you have on that part.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That'll be the easiest way to do it. Because then, like, you're going to be, I get what you're saying. You're going to get, like, verified with a different website. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can always switch out a website. Google doesn't really care about it, but it just be, you know, at least you have the same consistency going on there, so.
Okay.
So cool. So, you're going to do a credit card, correct?
Yeah, I'll do a credit card. Are you going to, so there's nothing that I have to sign that you guys will guarantee anything? Like,
you're going to sign a terms and conditions that's going to get sent to you once a purchase is made.
I just want to make sure because I know it's not refundable. So if for some reason the profile can't, you guys were not able to open up the profile for some reason, would I be able to get a refund?
We've never had a problem opening up a profile. That's the thing. So, like,
okay, if for some reason this one, because it has...
Yeah, we'll make it right by you.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll make it right by you. But, yeah, I mean, we've never had an issue where, like, people can't get verified because, I mean, like you're saying, you're already certified. You guys are already licensed and insured. So it's just getting you guys verified, and we can talk with Google to find out, hey, if it even is a problem, then we can say, like, okay, well, what's the problem? And they're like, oh, well, we would like to see this from them. Now we can go back and tell you guys, hey, they'd like to just see this. And then you'd be like, okay, here it is. Problem solved, right? So we're going to work with you guys closely to get it verified. But, yeah, I mean.
We can't do the address verification. I just wanted you to confirm.
No, it's going to be a mobile call.
Yeah, it has to be a mobile call.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm putting in the notes, mobile call for verification. So I'll put it in the notes there as well.
I already have it written down for you.
All right. Yeah, I hope you can. That's why I think it's good to just let me build the trust with you guys with one, and then I'm sure, like, it'll be good, and then.
Yeah, once you see that you get it verified with one, I'm sure you guys are going to be like, okay, they can get these verified. And then it's like, at that point, it's in your guys' hands if you guys want to just open them all up and start doing stuff. Or, I mean, you know, it's up to you guys. But I got no doubt in my mind. I mean, we helped tens of thousands of businesses from across the U.S. to Canada, I mean, Hawaii, like all over. So it's nothing new to us. Okay, but I get you, though. I get you, though. No, but, yeah, we'll get...
All right, so I have the credit card number here.
Okay, and it's a MasterCard, right?
No, it's Visa.
Visa, okay. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Yep, it's 42, 46, 31, 53, 71, 28, 34, 15.
Okay. Let me read that back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 42, 46, 31, 51. Is it 71, 28, 34, 15?
It's 31, 53.
And that's all correct on the other side of it as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then the expiration?
426.
426. Okay. And then... three-digit code?
Yeah, it's 222.
222. Okay. And then the name on the card, is it your first and last name?
Yeah, it should be under Pratik. No, actually, it should be under Zendren Services LLC. So you can just put my my full name when you're ready. I can give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's Pratik, P-R-A-T-I-K.
P-R-A-T-I-K.
Yep. And then my last name is Patel, P-A-T-E-L.
P-A-T-E-L.
Yeah.
So Pratik is P-R-A-T-I-K, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And then, so, Patrick, so you go by Pat or Patrick? Because I've been calling you Patrick.
I go by Pat. It's all good.
Okay, okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so Patrick, so what we do here is we have a security code for the account itself. So you have to, you're going to set up a security question right now. I'm going to ask you, you know, you're going to have to pick from one. So it'll be either mother's maiden name, it'll be pet's first name, or city you were born in. And this is to protect you and us. So if someone's calling in and claiming that it's Patrick, and we're like, okay, well, what's your mother's maiden name? And then they can't access that account, right? Same vice versa. Yeah. If someone's calling, you know, have a local flash and they don't ask you that, that's not us, okay? So I got those three questions. You can have one of them. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or pet's first name.
Okay. I can do the city.
Okay. What's the city?
Edison, New Jersey.
Okay. I'm just going to do the city, or do you want me to put New Jersey as well?
No, I just do the city.
Okay. So the Edison is E-D-I-S-O-N?
That's correct.
Cool. Okay. All right. And then payment will go through in just a little bit, but before I make any payments, I'm going to take you with clarification. Reason is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and is an added protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to walk you through this. This is, if there's anything that you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me and just say, hey, Charlie, I don't understand, or what do you mean? And I can clarify it, or I can phrase it for you differently. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Should I give you the name of the company?
Yeah, I think you just covered up the speaker.
Oh, sorry. Builder Consulting.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
The name and title of the business?
Then please state your name and your title within the business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Patrick, and marketing manager.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into an agreement on behalf of the business?
I guess. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Are you authorized as a user on this billing account?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important to be actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not other companies. Okay, that's where we set up the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 31st, in a non-refundable amount of $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, if we could just do one time.
Yeah, so it'll be the first month, and then you can cancel after the first month. And that's I was going to tell you right now. So you discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-625-6225. That'll be sent to you in the email as well. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Patrick, I just need one more thing from you, and then everything will be sent to you in a couple minutes once this is done processing. What's a good time for you tomorrow to block, or this week to block out an hour of your time so that way you can go through with our my tech team and have a conversation? Tomorrow. Okay. Let's see what time I got available tomorrow for you. Okay, so tomorrow, we are pretty solid tomorrow. Okay, so I have a 1 p.m. tomorrow, which is 3 p.m. your time. I also have a 10 a.m., which is 12 your time. I have a 9 a.m., which is 11 your time. And I have an 8 a.m., which is 10. And then I have a 7, which is 9.
Let's do 9 a.m. your time.
9 a.m., so it'll be 11 your time. Okay. All right. So let's send this right now. I'm going to go to... Okay. It's going to come in the form of a Google Calendar. Okay. I'm going to email to you right now. What's going on here? Oh, here we go. Okay. So it's going to be at 9 a.m. So just give my team like a 15-minute window to call you. They'll call you anywhere from 9 to 9:15 because then before them might go a little longer. But they will be calling you within that 9-9:15 range, okay?
All right, great.
And then I just sent that over to you so you can accept it in a couple of minutes. Like I said, you'll get an invoice. You'll get a TNC. And then we will talk to you tomorrow, Patrick. Sounds good. Do you have any more questions for me at all?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I want to be the first one to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you to the local Splash family, and we're going to get it done for you, all right? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Patrick.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.